This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Into it, New York City. There's a lot to go over tonight. Obviously, we're coming off an overtime victory in the Garden. The Knicks survive 149 to 148. It shouldn't have been all that. It shouldn't have had to take all that, but a win is a win is a win is a win, especially against Trae Young and the Hawks. The Brooklyn Nets get another win. They've won 6 out of 7 going into the All-Star break, and the tank is officially over. I repeat, the tank is officially over. Brooklyn trying to go to the play-in and get swept again. But yeah, if you don't want to talk basketball and you do want to talk baseball or football, we'll do that too. Breaking news in the baseball world. Breaking news. One of the last big free agents to sign has found a home. Alex Bregman has signed with the Boston Red Sox for 3 years, $120 million. Oh, the Boston Red Sox. If you've been listening to me, I've been talking about the Red Sox for these last couple weeks. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be better than people think. If you've been listening to me, I said they have the pitching figured out. They add Walker Buehler. They already had Lucas Giolito. You know, they add Garrett Crochet. They add Aroldis Chapman to the back end. And Alex Cora. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. They're going to be pesky. They get Bregman. And I know right now some Yankee fan is listening and is probably going to dial 888-808-1019 and say, how come we couldn't pay Bregman $120 million to play third base for us for the next 3 years? They weren't going to do that. That's just not something they're about to do. I'm trying to see the breakdown of the deal. There's two opt-outs. Let's see. Jeff Passan says the deal is $40 million salary is $10 million plus more per year than others were offering. He was down to his final three teams, which was reported just days ago. The other two teams were the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers. And Alex Bregman decides to go from the Crawford boxes to the Green Monster. And he looks like a Red Sox. He looks like that. I'm already thinking of Dustin Pedroia, a little short infielder, little pesky guy. I mean, you know Alex Bregman. He's a champion. He's clutch in the postseason. I don't think he's done. I think he's going to be motivated to prove that he's still got a lot left. And I think he just turned 30, so he's not washed yet. He had a little bit of a slow start to his season last year, but picked it up. And now we got to deal with him in division. 888-808-1019. When I say we, I mean the Yankees. You don't play for the team. Yeah, but I'm part of the fans. We got to deal with him in Yankee Stadium. And, you know, the Yankees got to deal with this facial hair stuff, man. I saw the reaction online to Devin Williams shaving his beard today. And maybe it's because I got to meet the guy at American Dream at the Pinstripe Pride event. I got to hang out with him a little bit. He's super humble and quiet and reserved and just a nice guy. You know, he's a dominant force on that mound, but he's quiet as kept. And I guess once, you know, I got to meet a guy like that who has had a beard for the last 6, going on 7 years. Well, not anymore. And then I see him enter George M. Steinbrenner Field, still not shaven. And like, I guess he waited until the very last day, which was today, where he probably shaved at the facility. And then when you see the guy, it's like, bruh, they zapped his aura. He just doesn't look like the same guy. And we're going to talk all around it tonight. Ultimately, where I'm at with the Yankees is it's an outdated policy. Ultimately, where I'm at with the Yankees is you can bend a little bit. And if it ain't for the airbender, I don't know who it's going to be for. And like, ultimately, what is this for, right? You make the player shave to fall in line, right? It's a team thing, uniformity. Nobody to be, you know, bigger than the team or bigger than the rule, bigger than the teams in the past. But the Yankees aren't like they were in the past. They don't win enough to have these ball players come in there, grown-ass men, and tell them to shave, right? And I don't want to hear about tradition. There used to be a tradition of you going out and getting the top free agents. There used to be a tradition of the Yankees going out and spending the most money. There used to be a tradition of the Yankees going to and winning World Series. You're not like that anymore. It's 2025. We're actually in the future now. Because young me, I used to think, oh, this is part of the Yankees. It's just what the Yankees do. Since the 70s, it's what George wants. And, you know, rest in peace to George Steinbrenner, but he's been gone a decade and things have changed, man. Just like things in America have changed. They're the only team in baseball that does this. And like, can we actually quantify the results? Because, you know, it was supposed to, you know, be something to like, you know, make the players, you know, like not just fall in line, but I'm struggling to find the word. You know, it's a policy for the players, like when they report to, you know, kind of just like stand down or like, I don't even know. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of times I point to the military where you got to shave in the military. Somebody on my Twitter hit me and they're like, I'm in the military, bro. We have beards. We don't have a Jason Worth beard. We don't have a Brandon Marsh beard. We don't have a Charlie Blackman beard. But all beards are not created equally. Don't you want the best for your players? Don't you want your players to have some type of moxie, swag, mojo about them? Yeah, I'm sure we'll have that conversation tonight. I just think it's time for the Yankees to change that, right? You put a star insurance patch on the pinstripes. You put a patch on the sleeve of your sacred pinstripe jersey. You built the judges' chambers in right field and then put Juan Soto in front of them for a year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Yankees do so many things. I'm sure somebody else is going to dial 888-808-1019 and tell me about some type of tradition or policy or thing that the Yankees used to do that they don't do anymore. And I just feel like if you want the most out of your players, you should want these guys to look in the mirror and, like, feel good about themselves. I remember Rougned Odor talking about how his daughter was afraid of him. Like, scared his little daughter because she didn't recognize him without the beard. Remember Andrew McCutchen coming over here for just half a season, how weird he looked without a beard? Like, these are grown men. It's 2025. Like, there are actually laws and acts prohibiting this type of stuff in the workplace. But I don't know. The Yankees are just going to do it because the Yankees do it. And I feel bad for Devin Williams. I know that guy, he didn't ask to be here. He got traded here. You know, and if we want him to stay here, right, we want to re-sign him. What if he goes out there and he's lights out? He puts together a great season as the Yankees closer. Will you bend the rules for him? I doubt it. 888-808-1019. But we'll talk about it. It's not cool anymore. Like, it's starting to look really lame. And when you're seeing players do this, like, it comes off like not fair, kind of cruel. And like, yo, let these guys be themselves. If Jazz Chisholm can go out there wearing, you know, pink gloves and a green belt and you know, you're letting that go, then like let these guys have a clean-kept beard. I'm not talking about Charlie Blackman, Jason Worth, Brandon Marsh. I'm talking about just a little bit of a grown man beard so they're not out there like Devin Williams today when he was interviewed after, you know, his first throwing session. He says, I feel naked. That's how you want your guys to feel? And how are the Mets going to feel without the OMG sign going up when they hit homers? Now they got to come up with something else. Oh, my. Cue up that OMG Candelita for me. We're going to play that when we get back because it's official now. Jose Iglesias is gone. He's not coming back. Nick Madrigal took the jersey right off his back. David Stearns talked about the roster and whatnot. I know some Yankee fans are like, hey, invite him to camp. Maybe he can play third base and lead off for the Yankees. I'll tell you who I want to lead off for the Yankees as well. There's a lot to do. I'm up against it already. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call up. We'll be right back. How about your Brooklyn Nets? I'm just kidding. We're not going to talk about the Nets. Are the Nets still in the league? Yeah. Are they still trying to compete and not tank with a bunch of picks and a draft class full of talent? Plans have changed. And it's funny how many people think Sean Marks is like not in on all this, not aware of all this. I was talking to Connor about it. I'm like, bro, they didn't trade Cam Johnson. And then there was a report that, oh, you know, the Nets' asking price was too high for Cam Johnson. Whatever. I think Cam Johnson wants to be a part of the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think he wants to be dealt again. D'Angelo Russell, he'll probably be gone. They could have traded him again. But the way that he's talking about Jordy Fernandez, the training staff, the facility, the franchise, the organization. Wait till Cam Thomas gets back. They're going to win games. They are winning games without him. And if you look at the rest of their schedule coming up, like I can see it now. And I can dig it, man.
Nets still in the league.
Yeah, I'm not tripping off of a lottery ball. The future is unknown. The lottery is random. You know, the Atlanta Hawks with the like small probability that we're not going to talk about the Nets. But we could turn this into talking Nets. I could talk to you about what the Nets coulda, shoulda, woulda possibly done. All I'll say to the Nets fans still listening from listening to the game is this is a good thing. Ben Simmons is gone. And funny, right? Ben Simmons talked about how, "Oh yeah, I didn't appreciate the fans in Philly." And he ends up with the Clippers, who are the little brother secondary team in LA, like the Nets are the little brother secondary team in New York. Good riddance. Anyway, speaking of little brother teams, he's going to say something about the Mets. You knew I was going to say something about the Mets in transition. Drew Smith is back, the longest tenured pitcher on the Mets, and David Stern says he feels good about the depth that they have. So, you know, fret not if David Stearns is saying that he feels better about the Mets rotation this year than he did at this time last year. You're all good. You're all good. And what I'll say about David Stearns is he doesn't have any analytics or numbers to quantify the impact of a number one Latin digital single. He doesn't have a way to say, okay, the OMG sign and phenomena that was Candelita / Jose Iglesias going Clark Kent / Superman with this team, having two aliases, you know, a second baseman, good hitter by day, and a pop star by night. He has no way to apply that to this year's team and say, it's worth value. We should pay this guy. Now, we'll see what happens with Jose Iglesias, where he ends up signing, where he lands. And again, I say this to Yankee fans, that the Yankees are not interested. Maybe they bring him in, right? They brought in Dom Smith. They brought in Cookie Carrasco. Maybe there's some interest there, but I doubt it. But I'll say this to the Yankee fans that want to like somehow stick it to the Mets because they got Juan Soto. There is no sticking it to the Mets or Mets fans by signing Jose Iglesias. But maybe if he wants to play third base and lead off for the Yankees, why not? Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan. What's up, Phil?
Hi, Keith. Keith, you were just talking about what was on my mind with Iglesias. Whenever he played last year, he always had clutch hits. He played super at second base.
Hustled.
And maybe this guy, David Stearns, has something against guys in their 30s, but this guy was instrumental in getting the Mets places, moving them up. I just don't understand what this guy is thinking about.
I think he just doesn't think you can catch lightning in a bottle twice, and that's why I say I don't think he's the type of guy, he follows the science. You know, he's a math guy. Something like that happened last year, he's not looking at like, hey, we bring this guy back and we can do it again. I think he's betting on something else has to come. Something else has to happen. This team has to find their identity with Juan Soto and, you know, A.J. Minter and Frankie Montas and Clay Holmes and the other new additions.
Well, one thing I'll tell you, this guy, Madrigal, if he falls flat on his face, you're going to hear a lot of boos out at Citi Field.
Well,
and I leave you with that.
They'll send him down. Evening. Thanks for the call, Phil. He's got options. And Mets fans aren't going to be showing up booing Nick Madrigal. He's not going to, like, if you need him, he's just not going to be that much of a factor. 888-808-1019. He's a depth piece. Like I said, he has options. If someone gets hurt, if Jeff McNeil isn't up to snuff, if Luis Angel Acuna, we're about to find all of this out in spring training. We're about to sort all of this out down there in Florida. I can't wait to get down there. 888-808-1019. But again, yes, I look at it as David Stern says, that's great. Last year was magical. But I do not expect lightning to strike twice. I do not expect this guy's energy. And you know what's crazy? The two things that came out via podcast, J.D. Martinez, who joined the team late last year and was in the minors with Jose Iglesias, telling Carlos Mendoza, hey, we need to get this guy up here. He's a chatterbox. He's full of energy. And you know what? You know, he makes music. He's got this song, like, you know, and J.D. Martinez talking about the first, you know, series or week that he came up, right? Them playing, oh my God, like them playing the song in the clubhouse, like it did something to the team. And also Nick Castellanos saying that guy should have been the National League MVP. Not Ipe and Ohtani, not even Francisco Lindor, who, like, I mean, you know, I don't know how much I got on to tell you, like, Lindor is going MVP. Nick Castellanos said the energy that guy brought, like I said, the hustle. This guy's hustling down to first base, clutch hits, singles, hit streak, defensively doing it. And then breaking into song on Friday night Apple TV baseball, it was something that we've never seen, we may never see. I couldn't even try and figure out another. I'm like, all right, imagine Darren Waller was playing for the Giants and his rap career was actually a thing. Did he drop the album? I haven't heard anything past that one single that he had. He was rapping and like weehawking. I guess because, you know, he ended up hanging it up. So no NFL career. Album's not hitting. 888-808-1019. Butch is in Brooklyn on the fan. Talk to us,
hey,
Butch.
How are you, Keith?
Good.
Hey, so hope you're having, I love the show. Hope you're having a good day. So, you know, with this whole Jose Iglesias thing, so, you know, my opinion on this is just that David Stearns has spoken that he wanted to take him off because he needed some roster room to get the good guys, the young guys in. But, you know, I just don't understand why the defense, why can't we just give Jeff McNeil the boot? And, you know, I'm not interested in the attitude. Jose Iglesias' attitude is amazing. I feel that he did a lot for Vientos last year, pumping him up over there. You know, you can see that on the field and different highlights. You're able to see what he was doing for him. And his hands were so smooth, his defense. And just for that charisma that he's got in the clubhouse, why is it not worth it? I mean, how much are you paying already him for, give him a 1 year or 2 year deal? I mean, what are we losing?
How much are you paying Jeff McNeil?
No, Jeff McNeil, I want off.
They're paying Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil's under contract for the next few years.
How much do you think Iglesias would take for a 2 year contract? What would be your opinion?
Not a lot. Like single digit millions, not a lot.
Right, so what are we dealing with? I mean, we're playing with a couple million dollars. Steve Cohen, get him in there. Just
I heard what Stern said.
You can't speak to how many number.
And I understand, like, evaluating young talent and roster flexibility. I heard what he said about, like, you know, it's important for us to keep some avenues open. I'm telling you, he wants this team to develop a different identity. The OMG Mets got retired.
That.
They literally had a display at Amazing Day of his jersey, which now Nick Madrigal will be wearing number 11. They had his cleats and the OMG sign. I think Stearns, as the president of baseball operations, says, we have freaking Juan Soto on this team. It's a new year. Let something else materialize. Let's move on from the magic that came from Iglesias coming up and the run that we had from June on. Let this team create their own identity.
So you think basically that the reason why he did not want to bring it back was because we didn't want any childish. We had the OMG last year. We want something new. So what happens if the Mets would have told him, listen, we realize your energy and your OMG and the whole thing, but we want to tone it down this year. We want it to be a more of an authentic, more Yankee-like, more less of the gimmicks. But we still want you for your defense, even for his defense and even for his vibe he brings to the clubhouse. I think that's worth the millions that we were going to pay him, don't you think?
You have the richest owner in the sport. They're already over the luxury tax. It's not about money at all. It is. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Thanks for the call, Butch. This guy was such a presence, such a fan favorite. I literally saw Mets fans online mourning the loss of this guy with the memes and stuff. I'm telling you, it is a business strategy. Like, we just got the news about Aaron Rodgers and his departure from the Jets. And obviously, it was painted as Pat McAfee appearances and mandatory, you know, mini camps. And that being what broke up the relationship with the Jets. Okay, maybe so. But really, I think it's like, hey, this guy is a distraction. This guy is bigger than all of us. We have to create our own voice in this building, build our own culture in this building. We've got to move on from this. They are not looking for a repeat act. You had OMG. You had the Pitbull remix of OMG in the postseason. That's it. And then, you know, I heard what you said about, you know, being more Yankee-like. And that's a perfect way for me to transition into being more Yankee-like is corny. It's not fun, right? So I know that the Mets needed all the gimmicks and the people showing up in Grimace costumes and Seymour Wiener and a hot dog eating contest and a rally pimp and a playoff pumpkin and a Hawk Tua throwing out the first pitch on top of Candelita. But it worked. And that type of stuff does get men, women, and children interested that are casual fans or not fans at all. It piques people's interest, you know? The Yankees are the New York Yankees, right? So famous they don't need names on the back of their jerseys. But they'll put a star insurance patch on the sleeve, right? The New York Yankees, they won't even make a City Connect uniform. There are Mets fans that made a City Connect uniform with Soto 22 on the back. Great idea last year. The Yankees, they just don't want to do anything. They don't have a home run celly. They don't have a celebration in the dugout, like a prop. They put their hands up and high five. Hey. They throw sunflower seeds in the air. And then back to work. The Yankees are so buttoned up. But what has it produced? Keith, they go to the postseason every single year. Yeah, they should. They have all the assets. They're in New York. They have all the money. They have all the fans. They have home field advantage. But, like, baseball is supposed to be fun. Let the kids play. Let these guys express themselves. And it comes back around to this facial hair policy. Is this going to exist in 20 years when my son is drinking beers in the ballpark? And I'm like, well, son, this started about... He's just like, Dad, what? Why are they controlling the players like that? Why are they making them shave? What if the best player on the team, like I just saw Jason Dominguez at Pinstripe Pride. He had a beard. Gleyber Torres, I just saw eating lunch with Volpe and Wells. Full beard because he's free. It becomes a thing as well. You see Seve with a beard. You see Gary Sanchez with a beard. Robinson Cano with a beard. It's like as soon as these guys are not Yankees, they cannot wait to grow out their own facial hair. And I'm really getting to the point where I'm like, it doesn't make sense. It was a George thing, made George rest. He is no longer here. And for as many of you that love to invoke his name and say, what would George do? George would be doing this, blah, 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 blah. These Yankees are not like that. So why do we still have a rule that like doesn't coexist with the rest of the changes? Like I said, they used to have a tradition of spending the most money and getting the top free agents. Hello? Juan Soto said, there's more money over here. I'm out. I will go across town. No, they beat your offer. And they're going to keep beating your offer. I don't care about your Yankee pinstripes. I don't care about your roll call. I don't care about your history, your Monument Park, all that.
means nothing to me. I helped you make it to the World Series.
And so where I'm at is like the Yankees don't win enough to hold on to this policy. Let these men be who they want to be. And maybe that'll turn into them producing more. Don't you want them to be the best version of themselves? Ralph is in Bradley Beach on the Fan. What's up, Ralph?
How's it going, Keith, my main man? So talking about the facial policy, my good friend is Tony Gallo. His son was Joey Gallo, of course, for the Yankees. You know, he had problem with anxiety, but when he got away, he hated it. He told me personally, you know, because he grew up in Vegas and he was playing with Bryant and Harper. But the beard thing, come on. Let these guys, I've been coaching 50 years and it's unbelievable. Let the kids play. I've seen too many rules. And Joey used to say, you know, I know he batted whatever he batted, but the guy was, he got so nervous in New York. It wasn't made for New York. And hopefully he can get that swing leveled off. But Keith, you know, the pain of everything, just like I'm a Giant fan, the pain with this, stupid policy is unbelievable. You know, I've coached a long time and this policy has killed me. I mean, my kids say, how come they can't have their names? How come they have
we just
this?
Can't make you sense know? Of it anymore, Ralph. There's nothing that you we can said, say that brother. It does. We can't say that it produces it wins and World Series appearances and that, like, all we can say is it's tradition. And I can give you five other exactly. traditions that don't exist anymore or don't make sense anymore. There's a lot of things you we used to do traditionally right. in America, in business, that we no longer do. And the change was for the better.
And, you know, when I coached Little League, when I first started, this is like in the 70s, there was no 12-1 rule. We lost games. I had the Bad News Bears by 30 runs. There was no policy to let be happy. There was blood on that field. You know, now everybody gets a trophy. But things have changed. And the beard policy, come on. Keith, you are very progressive and positive guy, and I can't believe it's still there.
There has to come a time. Thanks for the call, Rob. There has to come a time where it ends, right? There will be a time. It just doesn't make sense anymore, right? It was instituted as like a way to discipline players or to promote discipline. Like, you know, you're with the Yankees now. This is how we do things around here. But you know what? All that shine of the Yankees is worn off. Thank God that they ended the drought of getting to the World Series last year, but they got embarrassed and mocked and made fun of and talked down on. And now the Yankees are using what the Dodgers said as motivation this year. Your motivation should be just because, like, you're a Yankee and the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. I could put a list together of things in the world that were acceptable in 2009 that aren't acceptable anymore. There's words that we can't use. There's things that you can't say or do that just can't exist in 2025. So, like, I've finally grown up. I've finally gotten to the point where with the facial hair policy, I'm like, what is it for? Just because we used to do it? Well, we used to do a lot of things that we don't do anymore. 888-808-1019. Call me up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll do the KM to AM tomorrow. But you got me for the next couple hours. Opened up talking about Jose Iglesias. We got to play that Oh My God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At some point, Connor, maybe the Pitbull remix because I still haven't heard it. He's gone. Mets don't want him. Y'all thought they didn't want Pete. No, they actually don't want Jose Iglesias. And shout out to my boy Dre, Mets fan, who, you know, is a seems like I've turned Dre into an all-day listener of WFAN because he's tweeting about WFAN all day and tweeting at me. And he said, yo, make sure you let these people know, let these callers know, Iglesias is looking for years. He's looking for a bigger deal. And he's not getting a multi-year deal out of the Mets. That's it, bruh. And that's fine. My take on it is they are not trying to try this OMG thing again. It worked last year. They're not trying to go back to the well. 888-808-1019. He's also managed by Scott Boras. And after the Juan Soto dealings and the recent Pete Alonso signing, they're probably all good with Scott. We're all good, Scott. Do your thing. Go sign a minor league contract with the Yankees for him. Speaking of the Yankees, you know, I understand people are going to disagree. But I also understand Yankee fans, myself included, we're just brainwashed by the Yankees. I finally grew up. I finally realized that Santa Claus is not real over these last few years. Being this close to it, being on WFAN, having the access that I have, meeting so many players and front office people and media people inside the Yankees where I like, my mind is blown over the last few years. Just how much I've seen and learned and been around. And, you know, when I say we're brainwashed as fans, as a kid, I just thought every October the Yankees were going to run the World Series. Even as a college kid, I didn't go to the parade. You guys have heard my story 100 times. I went to class. I went to football practice. I had also missed a bunch of classes and a couple football practices. I didn't have many more to miss. But I had the thought that, hey, by the time I get out of college and I work in New York City, I'll probably see 2-3 parades. Yankees probably win 2-3 World Series. Wrong. They go to one World Series. I got to go to that one. And it is a permanent nightmare in my mind. 888-808-1019. The Yankees can change. They will eventually have to change this thing. Somebody tweeted me and they say, how come the Players Association doesn't fight this? I said, because it's only one owner and one team. The association represents all the players against all of the owners, against the entire league. It's only one team. And like most baseball players know, oh, you come to the Yankees, you got to be clean shaven. Why? Because that's what George wanted. Rest in peace to George Steinbrenner. George is not making the calls anymore. If he was, Juan Soto would probably be a Yankee. If he was, a lot of other things wouldn't have flown over these last few years. And you guys know what I'm talking about with some of the bums that the Yankees have trotted out there. We're about to trot DJ LeMahieu out there again. Why? Because he's owed $30 million. You have to watch how many Donaldson at-bats, Aaron Hicks at-bats. Joey Gallo was just spoken of on this radio station tonight. The Yankees can't make Gleyber Torres play third base, but they can make players shave their face. That's a bar. I'm rapping. That's a rhyme. Paul is in Brooklyn. Paul, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, appreciate you. KM and the AM, you know what it is. Just wanted to check in, man, and just say, hey, Yankees need to go ahead and get rid of that shaving policy, because if you notice, the Notre Dame football team, they have had the no names on the jersey since 1920. The Yankees came up with that foolish idea in 1970. In 2025, in the college football playoffs, guess what Notre Dame did? They put the names on there because they understood that, guess what, times are changing. 105 years, guess what, we could do things a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? So the Yankees, yes, they got to tighten up.
Great call. These players deserve their names on their jerseys. These players worked for their names to be seen. Everybody knows the name Notre Dame. But let's put these players' families' names on their jerseys so mom and dad can be proud, so grandma and grandpa can be proud. We get what it was in the days of Rudy. These ain't the days of Rudy anymore. College football, that's a perfect example. And I know college football is supposed to be amateur sports. Wait, now we've got millionaire college football players, NIL. I played college football. They told us that would never happen when I was in school. They're never going to pay you guys. It's room and board, tuition. Nope. You're earning an education. While the school was earning hella paper off of the backs of these football players in these big schools. They changed it. They changed the rules. I also am someone that transferred from James Madison University to Monmouth University. I had to sit out a year. It sucked. You got to go to all the practices. You got to lift all the weights. You got to go all the running. When game day comes, you can't even dress. Don't even think about accidentally stepping on the field. Now, Carson Beck just transferred from Georgia to the University of Miami. He's going to make more money this year than he would have going into the NFL draft. Things change. Times have changed, man. I know that the Yankees are eventually going to have to change it. Why not start now? Why not bend a little? Why not bend a little bit? Because you know what? It just continues to like perpetuate this like fake energy of like, oh, we're the almighty Yankees, the 27-time New York Yankees. You got mocked by the Dodgers. Nobody respects that. And like when I talk about Juan Soto came in here for a year. He wasn't impressed. So knock it off. Let these grown men, these professional ball players be who they want to be, look like they want to look, and maybe they'll swag different out there. Maybe they'll ball harder out there. Because when they wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they see their child face, they don't feel like they're him. You want them to feel like Derek Jeter. You want them to feel like Mickey Mantle. That's the old days. That's the old days. We got to get with the times. It's 2025. We're in the actual future now. And here we go on a season with the Yankees where I was cautioning you guys the other night. And I said, this is the last time I'm going to say it until, you know, I'm gonna say it when, you know, till the games start. Juan Soto is not here. And all the buzz last year was, we got Juan Soto. Juan Soto is a Yankee because you knew that the impact, having another superstar next to Judge, you knew that the impact would be effective immediately. And it was from the first at-bat that this guy had in spring training. Paul Goldschmidt is 37. Cody Bellinger is not in his prime. I mean, he still might have a little bit of it left, but I think his best days are behind him. We're banking on a bucket of players to turn back the clock, like a DJ LeMahieu as well, with a Cody Bellinger, a Paul Goldschmidt. We're banking on those guys to turn back the clock, and then we're banking on some young guys to turn up. Volpe to take a step forward. Austin Wells to, you know, actually be able to be the everyday catcher and hit in that lineup. Jason Dominguez, it's your time. So what I'm getting at, Yankee fans, is that's a lot of variables. That's a lot of question marks. And it's not a guarantee that all of those things click, 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 click in at the same time. You know, maybe one clicks in and the other hasn't clicked yet. And it's a long journey and a long season. But that doesn't guarantee that that gets us back to the Fall Classic. 888-808-1019. They're putting out lineups for the Red Sox now. And I've been telling you this the last couple weeks. Don't sleep on the Red Sox. Because they've sauced us up with less. They've taken the rivalry serious with less. They were popping champagne 2 years ago in the Yankees clubhouse, and they were bums. But sweeping the Yankees in the Bronx meant something to them. So I already told you Bregman was giving me Dustin Pedroia vibes. A lot of these lineups have him playing second base. I'll read one from Talking Baseball. Leading off in left field, Jaron Duran, MVP of the All-Star game last year. You guys know him. He's got to watch his mouth a bit. Or don't, right? Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. You survived it, Jaron Duran. And whatever you do up there in Boston and Beantown's got nothing really to do with me. Batting second, Alex Bregman playing second base. Batting third, playing third base, Rafael I own Garrett Cole Devers. Batting fourth, playing first base, Tristan Casas. Batting fifth, playing shortstop, Trevor Story. Batting sixth, the DH, a guy that I thought would have a nice ring to it as Yoshida the Yankee, Masataka Yoshida. In right field, Willier Abreu. Batting seventh. Batting eighth, catching is Connor Wong. Batting ninth, center fielder, Rafaela. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying here is, like, the Red Sox, they just improved. The Red Sox just made a move to make their team better. to add a World Series champion, a bat, and a glove, and a guy that's going to, you know, raise the pedigree in that clubhouse. I got to see the Netflix show, I think, for the Red Sox is live now. I'll probably be thinking about them. I'm not talking about the comeback 2004 Boston Red Sox. I'll never watch that on Netflix. There's no reason, zero chance I'd watch that. But Netflix just announced the release for the documentary that they shot on the Red Sox last year. When does this come out? It's coming out soon. But yeah, the Red Sox have their leadoff hitter. Who's leading off for the Yankees? I heard the guys talking about it today. I'll give you my thoughts. That's another question mark. That's another variable. Ryan is in the Upper East Side on the Fan. Go for it, Ryan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. You know, just putting some energy into the show.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Appreciate the opportunity to chat. I wasn't going to comment on the facial hair thing, but I will say, as a kid that grew up when I was like 13 and I got facial hair, I've had it my whole life. And, as a diehard Yankee fan, I hope they make that switch.
As a young man, I used to be corny and shave my little bit of stubble, you know, when pitchers and catchers reported, like I was on the team. But I can't grow a beard. I'm baby faced now. My beard or my little bit of facial hair is low now. But like what I just said, like I've grown up to understand rules are rules.
Yeah.
To like prevent something. Rules are put in place to stop something. Rules are or to protect people or to prevent
100%.
What is this rule in place for?
And that's something I don't know. And I have been in finance and software sales world my entire career with a beard, but it's always been clean trimmed and stuff. It's not like Johnny Damon back at
Johnny
the
Damon,
office,
right? I think I threw out Jason Worth, Brandon Marsh, Charlie Blackman. Those guys come to mind. The Yankees will never have that.
Yeah, but I think allowing it should make sense.
It just can't be ridiculous. We're up against it. Go on with your initial thought and what you wanted to call.
My initial point though for the call was leadoff hitter. Who do you think the Yankees leadoff hitter is going to be this year? Judge has had success in that spot before, but I don't really want him in there. Is it Volpe? Maybe we hope he gets better.
Keep going.
What do you think that would be?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. I'll tell you guys when we come back from the break. I know who I would like to try out in spring training. Three guys that I would like to try out in spring training. I know ultimately who the two guys should be. I heard a lot of different opinions on it. It damn sure should not be Judge. That doesn't make any sense. And it also shouldn't be Volpe. Didn't we do that the last 2 years and watch him fail at it? Leave the kid in the bottom of the lineup. 888-808-1019. I'll tell you who should lead off for the Yankees right after this.